Y'all typically don't run a lot of post-ups offensively, but Justin had a good bit of success with that against Florida. Was that just like a matchup deal, or has he improved in that area throughout the year, or both?
I think both, and I think our cutting's really good when we post up. So if teams try to double or dig down, you know, I think that we have a pretty good counter game to that. But yes, it was a matchup on that particular night. But I do think, you know, we have a little bit more back to the basket game of late, even if it's in transition and we go four out and one in at times. But the big key is just not being stagnant and moving without the ball. And teams that load up on the ball, we've had really good success of trying to basket cut and, you know, when people ball watch and over flood the ball side.
Hayden.
Hey, Coach, wanted to ask specifically about Connor, just how important he's going to be Wednesday night defensively. I think he's had at least two or three blocks the past five games. And just with those seniors that you mentioned for Alabama and how quick they are and the scoring that they present, just how much of an impact and how important it is to keep him out of foul trouble on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, the big thing with the Alabama's transition game and their ability to play five guys out on the perimeter is, you know, like, what's our benefit when Connor's out there? You know, how do we gain the advantage? And those are some of the things that we're trying to talk with our team about and try to continue to make that evolve, what that mismatch potentially could be, or maybe it doesn't be a mismatch from our perspective. But Connor's got to sprint back, as does Jay Will, and all of our bigs, you know, have got to be runners and sprinters and not joggers and not home run trotters. I mean, we got to get back as fast as we can and eliminate their shots that happen in the first 12 seconds of a shot clock.
Ty.
Coach, Jalen mentioned that during this winning streak that the level of intensity has picked up even more in practice. And I know sometimes when teams go on a run, they start thinking they can get away with not doing the little things. How have you as a coaching staff and just kind of what have you seen from his players just picking it up despite winning seven straight SEC games?
Yeah, Ty, I think that Jay Tate's right. I mean, I think we have had our best practices over the last 3 weeks. We've had our most intense practices. The buy-in and ability to pick up things and add new plays. We added four different offensive sets before Florida, and you know, they picked them up really quickly, and they were able to not only, you know, do them on the practice floor, but then carry those sets into the game. I think there's a heightened excitement right now of understanding that. You know, we're not in the dog days of a season that you know, this thing's winding down. And again, I don't know how the game's going to go Wednesday or Saturday or the following Tuesday in South Carolina, but I do know that we've practiced really, really hard and we've practiced extremely focused.
And physical. And kind of on that note, this is a matchup on Wednesday night, the one versus the tied for second team in the SEC. And whether it's message boards, whether it's us talking about on the radio, Bob and Tom writing about it, Mike on TV, how do you keep the guys from watching, listening, and reading that stuff so they can just concentrate on what's ahead?
Yeah, I mean, I think fortunately, I don't think that any of our guys are listening to FM or AM radio. I think they're probably listening to music. I don't think any of them, no offense, you know, to anybody, but I don't think they get the newspaper delivered to their house. So I'm not really worried about it. I mean, I know Twitter world has got its own little, you know, stuff out there. But I think whatever about Alabama, I think I'm probably telling them that they're a great team, They got great talent. They're really well coached. You know, so I think that they understand, you know, the importance. But I don't think any of them are going to call into a call-in show anytime over the next, you know, couple weeks. I might, but I don't think they will.
Yeah, Coach, you know, the last time you, you know, played Alabama, you're coming off, you know, a rough loss against LSU and then a 31-point loss to Alabama, but you've constantly said that this team is better, different, and more confident. But what? How does the team feel going into this rematch against?
Well, how many did you guys just get Tate today or just one player?
Yeah.
I mean, they would have to – look, we got our butts kicked. We played two road games back-to-back. No excuses about who was injured, who wasn't injured. There's none of that that goes on here. We, you know, they played phenomenal. We didn't. They play phenomenal on a lot of nights. You know, and our approach from Wednesday night to Saturday to the last, like, we've got to have an even keel approach moving forward. We have to play and practice as hard as we can, get ready to play. Players stay on an emotional, even keel. I'll be the guy up and down like a yo-yo. And, you know, that's all we can do, really. I mean, we're playing a great team. We're playing a top-ranked team in the country. Like, if we think we're going to play an A-minus game and win, I can already tell you the answer to that quiz. We ain't winning. We have to play a great game on Wednesday in order to win the game and give ourselves a chance to even win. And it's going to be the same thing on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach.
Randy?
By the way, Eric, it's 103.7 The Buzz. The call-in number is 501-661-1037. It airs from 4 to 7. Okay.
4 to 7? Yeah. I'll call you on my way home.
That just so you know. Momentum and rhythm is so important to a team, and you had a lot of momentum. You had the rhythm coming out of the Florida game, but we know what happened with Texas A&M. Are you worried, or does that even come into play thinking about having the momentum kind of momentarily stopped and maybe getting a little bit out of rhythm?
Well, I mean, I think a couple things, Randy. Number one, we were jolted. It wasn't just kind of stopped. Like, we were ready to play a game. Right. I mean, I think everybody can tell by my body language, you know, we weren't excited about having that game or the other one canceled, but we do understand we're playing in a pandemic. Health is the most important thing. We want to make sure everybody, you know, that does get games canceled across the country, that everybody remains healthy. And, you know, but having said that, and I've said it from the get-go, is every game takes on its own identity, its own style, its own rhythm. So, yeah, we wish we would have played on Saturday to stay in our normal routine. It didn't happen. We're in a pandemic. I woke up happy today that I get to coach a game right now on Wednesday, and our players get to play a game. And so, you know, I don't think that there can be any excuses, you know, that we didn't play on Saturday. You know, it's none of that. I mean, look, we're ready to – get an opportunity to play in our own building. I think any time that there's three referees and there's another team in another uniform, that all of us are happy with just the chance to compete.
Bob, follow-up question, please.
Yeah, Eric, I know you can't give specifics, but with this extra time, even this late in the season, are there some things you can add for Alabama, some new wrinkles?
I mean, I don't think there's that much time to completely alter what you do, Bob. I mean, every game we usually add a new offensive play, and sometimes that play after that game, precipitates and is never part of our play calls again, and sometimes we keep that thing in the into our play groupings. So I think we can add little things, but I think this late in the year, it's really hard. I mean, we've changed a lot of our pick and roll coverages over the last seven games, which has really helped us, and we continue to evolve in certain coverages. Just little things, Bob. I don't think you can change a whole style or system, but I think you can change things for short stretches.
And getting back to Jalen, how much do you think his age and maturity, being a fifth-year guy, helped him not dwell on that Oklahoma State game and bounce back the way he has?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, first of all, he's making an adjustment, too, to a new position, and so he's done an incredible job with that. And he's got great toughness. You know, mental toughness is really good. I'm not surprised at all, but certainly being a senior and being a player who's been through injuries, rehab and come back, I think he's got great mental toughness and so it's not a surprise. I mean, I think that's with anybody, whether you're a coach or a player or whatever, like when you lose a game or you have a bad game or you're in a shooting slump, you gotta figure out a way to mentally bounce back.